think that's some way to celebrate his return to the team, I guess. 3 goals.
Yeah, absolutely. The loyalist, my first senior hat trick.
Is it?
Yeah, first senior hat trick. It's nearly first senior goals. I had 5 last year, so it's good to get 3. But look, it was important to bounce back after a very disappointing game up in Derry. We didn't show up. The lads took it to heart, a few choice words between everyone, and we regrouped, and I think we showed today the quality that we possess. I think it was a massive way to back 6 goals and bounce back from, as I said, a poor defeat up in Derry. So we'll kick on now and look forward to a big one now on Friday against Dundalk.
Did not starting in the first 2 games give that extra bit of motivation that when you got into the team you're going to take that chance with both hands?
Yeah, look, John's brought in some great players, so I'm not a sort of lad that's going to sit and sulk on the bench and come on and not do me stuff. Every time I come on, I thought I'd done all right. Cots and John had said to me all week, he said, just keep doing what you're doing, you're getting in. So starting today and took my chance and chased every ball, kicked every ball. Be sore body in the morning, but it's worth it.
What was your favourite of the 3 goals?
The first one. Yeah, that's either going 20 miles over the bar or in the back of the net. Like, I was waiting for John to scream if it didn't go in, so I was happy. But now, look, it's always good to score goals. Obviously delighted to get a hat-trick, but the 3 points is massive.
And see Danny score as well and Shawnee score as well. Shows his role.
Oh yeah, anyone can score on that team, and Danny hadn't been starting either, and Danny's come in and scored too, and I thought he'd done very well out in the wing. So look, that's part of a great squad. The competition for place is fierce. That's what we need. As I said a few weeks ago, that's what we were lacking last year. So you can see if John Tinker's the team, the lads can do a job just as good as the lads to start the next week. So I could be sitting on the bench Friday, but we'll take it with a grain of salt and keep going.
Is that your preferred position just behind the number 9?
Yeah, I like playing the 10. I think I get more of the ball and I create more. I like turn and defend, run at defenders. I come on that position against the Dock and got Gartland the second yellow, and just like to create stuff on the wing. Sometimes you're stifled and you get the odd cross in every now and then, but with the 10-year-old you can create and obviously score goals and get in the end of flick-ons and just be busy. And I think that's my strong part of my game, is just being busy and ratting around.
There were so many changes, 5 in all from Friday night. It was like a new team really, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the response was the biggest thing. We knew no matter who John brought in or kept in the team, or there had to be a response, and it was collective. It wasn't just a starting 11, it was lads on the bench that rallied around with each other. But as I said, we were fierce disappointed Friday night, so with 5 changes, I think the lads stepped up to the plate and stepped up to mark, and now John's going to have a pretty strong headache for Friday night.
It laid on a mark or two for other teams, didn't it? Like, Turner's Cross, 2 good victories at home, 2 clean sheets, a few goals scored.
Yeah, we said we have to make... I don't think we made Turner's Cross a fortress. With the fans we have, we should be making it a fortress. Fierce, hard to play against at home. We should be keeping the ball for the whole game in Cork, you know. Teams come down and have to fear us down here. We have to make it a winning place. And I think, as you said yourself, 2 goals against Bowes, maybe an average first half, and we played great in the second half, and then a great 90 minutes today with 6 goals. So, look, we're cementing our territory down here in Cork.
John, you got to be happy with that, I guess.
Yeah, well, look, we need the reaction. It was disappointing Friday night. And obviously, while it looked easy in the end, you know, in the first 15 minutes, we came out of the traps right from the start and got two great goals. And, you know, I suppose then, you know, it was really a matter of keeping the intensity up and getting more goals. And, you know, it was good for our goals scored. But overall, it was a lot of pleasing performances. So, you know, you come to a night like this and the support was fantastic again. And, you know, it looks easy. But, you know, a game like that against Longford last year's, you know, we hadn't put Longford away. We went up and they came back and beat us. Whereas tonight, like, we got the 2 early goals and, you know, and then the goal in the half-time really settled the tie.
What was the most pleasing aspect of the performance?
I just think the way right from the start we were on the game and we knocked it around, played at very high intensity, and just that we were first every ball, every second ball we were winning, and we were moving the ball quickly. And I suppose when we play like that, we look good. And, you know, it's just important that... you know, we can do that, because like Longford sat tight, even at 2-0 up, they sat in tight and they were making it difficult for us to break them down. But we were patient, and you know, the quality of our passing and was good. So you know, we got some very good goals, so it was good from that point of view.
And Stephen Beattie taking 3 great goals and celebrating his return to the team.
Great for Stephen, yeah, because he's a great guy, and you know, as I said last year, we went out to get him halfway through the season, we signed him, and unfortunately time he was cup tied and we missed him for that. But you know, it's a great bit of stuff. You know, I missed out on the start of the season because the other lads had come in. So you know we said to him last week that he'd play him on the night either way, because we knew with the trip from Derry. So you know, great for him to get the goals, and all energy player, you know, totally committed. And you know, that's why the fans love him, because what you see is what you get.
And Danny Morris, you're reminding us all of what we missed when we got injured.
Yeah, and it's good for Danny. And as I said in pre-season, he's come through a pre-season first time since I've been at the club that he's got a 2 months under his belt or 3 months under his belt, and look, it was good for him to get a couple of goals, you know, playing on the right side. He has huge pace and he's very direct, and you know, good for Danny. And good all round.
You're
done, Billy?
No, I'm not by the looks of it, but congrats. I mean, a lot of brave decisions made, 5 changes in the team, and you were rewarded very well, really, weren't you?
Well, I suppose it's not about. To me, it's you know, unique competition for places, unique guys champing it a bit, and unfortunately, like, you know, if a couple of players have a bad day, you know, you have to make changes, and because it's, you know, it's only fair to the fellas that are on the sideline that if they're waiting for a chance, they have to get their chance. And I suppose you know, at least you know, that happened. Now there was a few forced changes, obviously, but you know, it was good for the players to come in that did well, and you know, I think to score that many goals was good. It's good for your goals, you know, score, because I think that's 8, and in the first 3 games that's good. But you know, obviously some tired bodies, but we get ourselves right now to go to Dundalk on Friday, which is, you know, a massive game again, and you know, so we look forward to that.
Stephen Beattie was man of the match, obviously, with the hat trick, but he took a kind of a heavy knock there near the end.
He did, but he's as hard as nails, you know. So I wouldn't have any great fear with Stephen, because you know, he plays with his heart, and he's a tough lad, and you know, he gives everything. And so, you know, if he gets a knock, I don't think it'll keep him out for too long, to be honest.
And you must have been happy with Kevin and Colin.
Yeah.
It was, Shep did well as well.
They did well, and you know, it was good. I suppose at the end of the day, it was you know, it's a clean sheet. In fairness to Longford, you know, they were shell shocked, I think, by the 2 early goals and knocked them back, and their game plan was gone. And you know, we didn't have much defending from that point of view. But sometimes in a game like that, the game can go dead and go, you know, play out, and you know, it become a game where it ends up being a nothing match. But you know, to be fair to the lads, you know, at half time they were anxious to keep the intensity up, keep the performance up, trying to see could get more goals from the crowd, you know, because again a great crowd tonight. And you know, so it was good to get 3 goals in the second half. We hit the crossbar, could have got a few more, but you know, at least it was, you know, going at 3-0 at half time. Sometimes those games can peter out, and thankfully second half it didn't.
And good for Danny Morrissey to get back on the goal standard, and to give you the chance as well to introduce Chidozie.
Yeah, good for Danny. We're all delighted to have him back, because one thing we know about him, we can get goals. And obviously Chidozie, we've a lot of time for quite a few of our under-19s, but they need experience, need game time. And you know, it was an ideal game to give Chidozie, you know, the 15-20 minutes. And you know, that's all learning for him. There's a lot to do, but that's all learning for him.